You know, we're getting close to Pentecost. And, you know, when Jesus was raised from the dead, he broke that bondage over so many things. He was raised as a Jew, and he came for the lost sheep of Israel. But you know what he did? He also extended it to the Gentiles, which is you and I. Our New Testament reading comes to us this day from Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. The subtitle is Jesus Sent to Hear the Good News for the Gentiles. Then Peter replied, I see very clearly that God doesn't show partiality. In every nation he accepts those who fear him and do what is right. I'm sure you've heard about the good news for the people of Israel, that there is peace with God through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what happened all through Judea, beginning in Galilee after John the Baptist began preaching. And no doubt you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who was oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we apostles are witnesses of all he did throughout Israel and Jerusalem. They put him to death by crucifying him, but God raised him to life 3 days later. And then God allowed him to appear, not to the general public, but to us, whom God had chosen before him to be his witnesses. We were those who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead, and he ordered us to preach everywhere to testify that Jesus is ordained to God to be judge of all, the living and the dead. He is the one all the prophets testified about, saying that everyone who believes in him will have their sins forgiven through his name. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of the message in Acts chapter 10. God loves you, and so do we.